WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Arthur Lee, leader of the rock group Love, died last week in Memphis, where he was born 61 years ago. Our rock historian Ed Ward has this tribute.
Arthur Lee was born in Memphis on March 7, 1945, to a schoolteacher named Agnes Taylor and a cornet player named Chester Taylor, who wasn't around a whole lot. Young Arthur was babysat by his aunt, a music fan, who exposed him to blues and Nat King Cole. When he was six, he and his mother moved to Los Angeles, where 5 years later she married a man named Clinton Lee. At this point, Arthur was already taking accordion lessons, and soon he was playing keyboards in Los Angeles clubs, sometimes with his good friend Johnny Eccles on guitar. The two had several bands which recorded, most notably the American Four and Arthur Lee and the LAGs, the latter band in the style of Booker T and the MGs. When the hippie era hit Los Angeles, Arthur and Johnny decided to start a band and call it Love. They approached Brian McLean, a former roadie for the Byrds, who also played guitar, and he helped them recruit a bassist and a drummer. With both Arthur and Brian writing songs, the band had plenty of material and started playing the Sunset Strip clubs, where they soon became second only to the Byrds in popularity. Before long, they also had a record deal. Jack Holtzman of Elektra Records was determined to start signing rock bands and decided L.A. was the place to do it. He saw Love playing at Beto Lito's Sunset Strip Club and signed them. For their first single, he picked a song by Burt Bacharach and Hal David from the soundtrack of the film What's New Pussycat.
Well, I just got out my little red book the minute that you said goodbye. I thumbed right through my little red book, I wasn't gonna sit and cry. And I went from A to Z. I took out every pretty girl in town, they danced with me. As I held them, all I did was talk about you. Hear your name and I start to cry. There's just no getting over you. Oh no. There ain't no.
It was a regional hit when it, along with their first album, came out in April 1966, although it only got to 52 on the national charts. Still, it gave the band visibility, and they started making the commute to San Francisco to play the Fillmore and Avalon ballrooms. Up there, Love was probably the only L.A. band not subjected to the scorn San Francisco hippies felt for that city. Could it have been because Lee and Eccles were black? That fact alone separated them from virtually every other band on the scene. By the end of 1966, they were ready to do another album, and they teased the fans with a single, which many now consider the first punk rock record. Seven and Seven Is had a breakneck tempo, silly words, and its unforgettable oop bip bip hook. It did a bit better, getting to 33 on the charts in the summer of 1966, but there was already trouble with the album. They had about half of it finished, including a song I've always wondered if the Rolling Stones semi-stole.
A thought in my head, I think, of something to do. Expressions tell everything. I see one on you. Whoa, 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 whoa. My love, she comes in colors. You can tell her from the clothes she wears. When I was invisible, I needed no light. You saw right through me, you said. Was I out of sight? Whoa, 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 whoa.
Side two of the album, which eventually resulted, Da Capo, is one long, unlistenable jam called Revelation. And the rumor at the time was that producer Paul Rothchild let the band take LSD and play for about half an hour in order to get enough material to finish the record. It sounds like it anyway. Drugs were definitely part of Love's problem. Whether they lay behind the band's sudden refusal to tour, even to San Francisco, is hard to say. But certainly Arthur was filled with dread about something, and the resultant paranoia saw him writing eerie songs all through the 1967 Summer of Love. The result was the band's masterpiece, Forever Changes.
What is happening and how have you been? Gotta go, but I'll see you again. And oh, the music is so loud. And then I fade into the... People standing everywhere. Across the street, I'm at the slop affair. And here, they always play my songs. And me, I wonder if it's.
With a Tijuana brass-like horn section, songs invoking nuclear war and genocide, and titles like A House Is Not a Motel, The Good Humor Man He Sees Everything Like This, and the song we just heard, Maybe the People Would Be the Times, or Between Clark and Hillsdale, Forever Changes fit the gathering dark clouds over hippie culture. Lee's paranoia increased. Early in their relationship, he'd sent Jack Holtzman to see a band he liked, and although Holtzman didn't like them, he kept going back because Arthur insisted the Doors were great. Now, Lee was afraid Elektra was ignoring his band in favor of them. And they might have been. Heroin had found its way into Love's musicians, and one by one they dropped out. Lee formed another group and released one more album for Elektra, For Sale, but it bombed. After that, there were a couple of solo albums and a long period of silence, broken in 1993 when he hooked up with an L.A. band called Baby Lemonade and started playing his old classics again. Unfortunately, in 1996, already on probation from one offense, he was caught with a gun and sentenced to 5 years in prison. This seems to have sobered him up some, and he and Baby Lemonade undertook a long tour when he got out, playing Forever Changes, often with a large horn section. Earlier this year, Lee was diagnosed with leukemia, and although an all-star benefit in New York raised $50,000 for his treatment, he didn't get better. He moved back to Memphis, where he died. He left behind a body of work so surpassingly strange that no one's really dared to copy it. We can still listen to it and wonder.
Ed Ward lives in Berlin. Arthur Lee died last week from leukemia. He was 61.